As we do around this time on a Monday, let's catch up with Bendigo Police and see what happened over the weekend. Acting Inspector Brian Hansen is with us. Brian, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to everyone.
So the weekend, another road operation. I mean, we spoke to one of your colleagues some time back, and I think pretty much every weekend right through to Christmas now, there's going to be something happening. But how did we go over the weekend?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think we mentioned a few weeks ago that now that we're coming, we've got some newfound freedoms. We're going to be concentrating on the road toll, or road policing in general, I suppose. There's going to be a lot of increased volume of traffic on the roads, especially leading up to Christmas. So most weekends we're going to find that there's going to be an operation of some sort. I think this was on the Friday, just for one day, we thought we'd see how we go when Operation Spanner was put into play. There's no pun there, of course. We found eight offences, so eight penalty notices were issued, and unfortunately, though, we detected one XPCA offence, so a drink driving offence.
Right, okay. I would have thought overall that's not too bad. I mean, any are worse than none, but that wouldn't have been too bad statistically by your comparison with past operations like this?
Yeah, I guess it's you can read a lot into statistics, I guess, and you can come up with variable-type answers. But I guess for a Friday, probably disappointing. Most of those offences were related to speed and unregistered offences. The XPCA, driving with alcohol in your system, is disappointing. Yes. For a Friday. That wasn't a 24-hour period. That was only a 6-hour period that operation ran for. So to pick up those sort of results in the Bendigo area, from our point of view, it was a little bit disappointing.
The irony, actually, of the title of that too, which probably would be lost on many people, is the fact that I lived in Ireland for 10 years, and spanner is a very derogatory term towards some of the people that you might hear with very loud exhaust pipes and what have you around town.
So, there you go.
Yeah. So you probably caught a few spanners out there as well. Well done.
That wasn't part of the thinking, but yeah.
Now, I believe there was a fire overnight as well.
Yeah, that's right. Last evening, there was a fire at a house in Redan Street in Bendigo. Nobody was injured as a result, which was a good thing, but it is being treated as suspicious. And we're appealing for anybody who may have seen or heard anything to ring 000 or ring Crime Stoppers with any information.
Yep. And we spoke last week about obviously more people out and about, as you just mentioned as well, and licensed premises and a little bit of antisocial behaviour over the weekend. From your knowledge, generally not a bad weekend in that respect?
Yeah, that's right. First weekend without any real severe restrictions, and from all accounts, there were a lot of people out and about, which is great to see. People are confident enough to be out and about and ensure that they're social distancing and doing all the right things and enjoying themselves. But we've no reports of any serious issues relating to any assaults or any antisocial behaviour at all, really. So yeah. It's a good start leading into Christmas, I think.
Absolutely. Brian, as always, great to chat. Pardon me. Thanks for that, and we'll talk again very soon.
Not a problem at all. Thank you.
Brian Hansen, Acting Inspector with the Bendigo Police, joining us on the Wake Up Call.